Nolte, woke-free Spider-Man crushes box office with $50 million Thursday. By John Nolte on December 17, 2021. The woke-free Spider-Man, No Way Home, my review is here, earned an astonishing $50 million on Thursday, which crushed several box office records and proved that when Hollywood entertains instead of lectures and shames, we will show up in massive numbers. It's not the pandemic keeping us away, Hollywood, it's you. Look at these numbers, which are happening in the age of the mostly anti-science fear porn around the Omicron variant. After a $50 million Thursday, No Way Home is expected to have a $100 million Friday. This sucker could top $200 million by Monday. The woke-tard Black Widow earned just $13.2 million in Thursday previews. The even more woke-tard Eternals earned just $13.1 million in Thursday previews. In Thursday previews, Steven Spielberg's woke-tard West Side Story remake did not even earn $1 million. And though it all, the studio ass-kissers and the entertainment media blamed the China flu. Well, it wasn't the China flu keeping us away. It was the relentless outpouring of obnoxious preaching and shaming and homosexuality and transsexual voodoo and deviancy and everything but interesting characters and fascinating stories and escapism. So what's the excuse now? Entertainment media. How do you excuse all these woke-tard flops now that the American people have proven they will indeed go to the movies when the movies offer them something they actually want to see? Watch below. Spider-Man, No Way Home made more money on its Thursday preview night than Woke Side Story will during its entire run. Spider-Man, No Way Home will probably make more this weekend than Black Widow and the Eternals did during their entire theatrical runs. But the coronavirus. Oh, shut up. Look at Deadline now. Who says people love to stay home and stream movies? You do, Deadline. Every damn time a woke-tard title flops, that's exactly what you say. Proving that theatrical is still king, Sony/Disney/Marvel's Spider-Man, No Way Home rang up a massive $50 million. The third highest preview night ever. And the most money Sony has ever seen for a Thursday preview night that easily buries the previous high we've seen during the pandemic. That being for Disney/Marvel's Black Widow at $13.2 million. It also blows away Sony's previous Thursday preview high, which was for the first Tom Holland MCU Spider-Man in 2017, Spider-Man: Homecoming, which minted $15.4 million. Emphasis original. Among the all-time Thursday preview records, and granted Spider-Man, No Way Home started at 3 p.m., the pick ranks behind 2019's Avengers: Endgame, $60 million, off 6 p.m. start showtimes, and 2015's Star Wars: The Force Awakens, $57 million. To me, this not only proves that people are still willing to go to the movies, it also proves people want to go to the movies, are desperate to go to the movies. But you do have to give us a reason to go. No one is going to sit there and have their values and intellect assaulted by propaganda spewed from cardboard characters who act as identities instead of flesh and blood characters. People are dying to connect with their fellow Americans in a movie theater again. Dying for escapism, dying to be entertained and whisked away for a couple of hours. As I wrote in my review, Spider-Man, No Way Home delivers all the entertainment goods. And for that, it is about to reap the kind of financial rewards the lying entertainment media told us was impossible during a pandemic. Well, here's your proof it is possible. It was not the coronavirus keeping us away. It was the toxicity of wokeness, it was left-wing garbage and two hairy guys smooching in lectures and propaganda disguised as art. No Way Home is art, and it's art with a lot to say. But what it has to say is universal, is about the human condition, is about all that we all share in common, which is our humanity. No Way Home is not about shallow nonsense like skin color or sexuality. It doesn't tell us how to think, it provokes us and makes us think on our own. And along the way, it delivers a hell of a good time. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.